Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. Looking to honor 100 rural visionaries, that's the goal of Farm Credit, the national ag-based financial services provider, next year celebrating its 100th anniversary. Bill Johnson, CEO of Farm Credit Mid-America, covering Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky, and Tennessee, says that celebration is obviously a special event.
It really is, Mike, to be part of an organization that has served farmers and rural residents for 100 years is exciting, but even more exciting is the next 100 years is what we're looking at. And one of the ways that we're celebrating is to give back to agriculture and to really help identify 100 ag leaders across the country.
Applications for the Farm Credit 100 Fresh Perspectives recognition are due by December 18. Details online at farmcredit100.com/fresh.
It'll be across several categories, from youth to extension to people involved in education to young farmers to experienced producers and others in agribusiness. It's really a way for us to showcase the many diverse skills that are in the agricultural community, but also the kind of unsung heroes out there that are really promoting agriculture for the future.
Among the 10 categories are entrepreneurship and innovation, mentoring and volunteerism, and the rural and urban connection. We'll be right back.
The greatest show on dirt. The North American Championship Rodeo returns to Louisville's Freedom Hall November 12th through the 14th, 7:30 nightly. Come on out for all the action, including bull riding. Get your tickets at Ticketmaster. There's special kids pricing all three nights. The rodeo is just a part of the family fun at the North American International Livestock Expo. Go to livestockexpo.org for more information.
Those online details of Farm Credit's celebratory competition are at farmcredit100.com/fresh. Farm Credit Mid-America's Bill Johnson says 10 of those honorees will be awarded $10,000 to further their efforts. He says next year's 100th anniversary will be exciting, but so too is preparation for the next 100 years.
It's all about serving farmers both in good times and in bad. And obviously the next 2 to 3 years are going to be a challenge. Commodity prices continue to be stressed. Interest rates will inevitably start to rise when the Fed takes action. And so all of those things together, we want to make sure that we're meeting with our customers and really helping them understand their operations and to look at their staying power over the coming years.
That website again, farmcredit100.com/fresh. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.